It is your KORN News Radio Sports for Tuesday, June 16th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz. Four World Cup matches yesterday, zero winners. There were four ties yesterday. The big upset, if you would call it that, was Cape Verde tying Spain 0-0. Spain, a big favorite yesterday versus Cape Verde. Egypt and Belgium would tie at 1. Iran and New Zealand, also a 2-2 tie. And Saudi Arabia and Uruguay played to a 1-1 tie. In that Iran game, Iran's national soccer team says they were ordered to leave the U.S. immediately after their 2-2 draw versus New Zealand last night at SoFi Stadium in Inglewood, California. The team had planned to stay overnight in the Los Angeles area for recovery before returning to their training base in Tijuana, Mexico. But they were told after the match to leave right away. The team has also faced lengthy travel delays and visa issues. Iran's World Cup preparations have been complicated by heightened political tension involving the U.S., Israel, and Iran. Also, FIFA previously rejected Iran's request to move its U.S.-based group stage matches to another country. On the field yesterday, Iran rallied from two deficits to earn that 2-2 draw versus New Zealand. Their next match is Sunday against Belgium. That'll be also in SoFi Stadium. College World Series continued yesterday in Omaha, another elimination game as Texas knocked out Alabama 14-2. In a winner's bracket game, it was Oklahoma defeating number 3 Georgia 4-3. A pair of elimination games today in Omaha. West Virginia will take on Troy at 1 o'clock, followed by Georgia and Texas at 7 p.m. North Carolina and Oklahoma, they are thus far 2-0 in the College World Series. Quarterback Brendan Sorsby announced plans yesterday to enter the NFL supplemental draft, says he will not play for Texas Tech this fall. Sorsby's decision comes amid ongoing legal and eligibility issues related to NCAA rules after Sorsby admitted to betting on college sports, including thousands of wagers over a 4-year span while at multiple schools. He had already been granted a temporary injunction that would have allowed him to play this season, despite NCAA ineligibility rulings. The NCAA had appealed the injunction, and they were seeking an expedited ruling before the start of the season in late August. Sorsby will now enter the NFL supplemental draft, a rarely used system that allows teams to bid future draft picks on players whose eligibility status changes after the regular draft. Serena and Venus Williams are back together on the doubles court at Wimbledon. The All England Club announced early this morning that the Williams sisters have received a wildcard entry into this year's Wimbledon doubles tournament, which begins in less than 2 weeks. 44-year-old Serena recently returned to competition after nearly 4 years away from professional tennis. Meanwhile, Venus Williams, who turns 46 years old tomorrow, has continued to compete on a very limited basis. The sisters have won 14 Grand Slam doubles titles together, including 6 at Wimbledon. They last teamed up during the 2022 U.S. Open. Wimbledon begins June 29th in London. And that's a look at your sports for Tuesday, June 16th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz.